Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An appeals court upholds Idaho law protecting single-sex spaces. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's Matt, it's so gratifying to see when a court, in this instance, the Ninth Circuit, which you're not always sure about what's going to come out of that court, when they actually rule to protect children, specifically in public schools, not putting boys into girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and showers.
And not only is this the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, it was unanimous.
Yeah.
And it upheld Idaho's 2023 law that protects the privacy and safety of the state's K-12 students by requiring single-sex facilities in public schools for males and females. A three-judge panel rejected a request for a preliminary injunction from the law's challengers, holding that protecting bodily privacy from exposure to the opposite sex was an important state interest. And according to the Attorney General, Raul Labrador, the decision revokes a previous block on the law, which now allows the state to enforce its protections for Idaho students while the litigation continues.
You know, I think it goes much farther than just an important state interest. I mean, for the interest of these children and helping them to avoid embarrassment or potential sexual assault, I mean, this is just, it's just common sense, right?
Yeah, Senate Bill 1100 was passed unanimously in both the Idaho's legislative chambers, and it requires public schools to provide separate bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, and dressing areas for boys and girls where students must use the facility corresponding to their biological sex. The law reads, quote, requiring students to share restrooms and changing facilities with members of the opposite biological sex generates potential embarrassment, shame, and psychological injury to the students, as well as increasing the likelihood of sexual assault, molestation, rape, voyeurism, and exhibitionism. I mean, that's just common sense. It's amazing that you have to put this kind of thing in legislation, but this is where we are today, and I'm glad to see common sense returning to the law.
Oh, it's a new day. Remember a few years ago, we represented a coach in Florida who was put in that situation where it was middle school. They wanted to put a girl in the boys' locker room, and of course, when that happened, all these little boys come running out, go, Coach, we have a problem. And number two, he doesn't want to supervise a female in the boys' locker room. So we had to represent him and get that situation fixed.
I know Susan Collins, a Republican senator from Maine, recently came out in support of these kind of laws in Maine, because you see the Maine governor, Janet Mills, is bucking the executive order of President Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. She was really rude when he asked her about that. He goes, well, we're going to do what we want to do. And he's like, well, we're the federal law. You're not going to get any funds if you do.
And she said, well, we'll see you in court. So President Donald Trump and the federal government are trying to push this issue in Maine. And the Maine governor is pushing back because they have a law in Maine that boys can actually enter these private spots, private spaces of girls, and they can compete on the girls' teams.
It's just unbelievable what comes out of her mouth.
So, you know, Senator Susan Collins said she supports the executive order of President Donald Trump, and the reason why Maine is getting pushed is because Maine is really out of step, and that she supports this common sense legislation.
Well, the governor is out of step, yeah.
Well, and, you know, it's not just the governor. It's some of the people in the Maine legislature.
Oh,
but
true.
Certainly the governor. Yeah. The governor's way out of step.
Yeah.
Has been, we know, because of the COVID restrictions
right.
and other things.
Right.
But, you know, I even saw the governor on a video after this interchange between President Trump and her when President Trump was addressing the governors over this issue.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video that surfaced where she is, like, up on a stage. It was like a drag performance, and she's up there dancing around.
Yeah, I remember that.
So she is very, very much out there.
Yeah, and she really thinks she's above the law. That's what we've discovered, like you said, through the whole COVID situation, the church lockdowns and the mandates. She really thinks she's above the law.
Well, this particular case in Idaho is a great decision. So shortly after the law took effect in July 2023, activists sued Idaho State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Debbie Critchfield, and the State Board of Education, demanding that public schools force boys and girls to share private spaces with the opposite sex. Specifically, the lawsuit was initiated by a then seventh grade gender-confused male and his parents, as well as a Boise High School student organization called Sexuality and Gender Alliance. The challengers claim that the law violates the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment and federal Title IX law. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision, authored by Judge Morgan Christian, affirmed a lower court's decision that the challengers would not likely succeed on the merits. The court ruling noted that at this stage, there is no argument presented that prevails over the state's interest in protecting students from having to expose their own unclothed bodies to students of the opposite sex.
I mean, can you imagine a set of parents taking their seventh grade boy and pushing so that he can go into girls' private spaces?
It's unbelievable. Really? Well, at least 16 states require K-12 public schools to designate separate sex bathrooms and private spaces, such as Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and Wyoming.
There should be a lot more than 16 states.
Well, most of these are along the lines of red states.
Yeah.
There's about half of the other states that have some other kind of protection with regards to these issues. But it's primarily along the line of Democrat primarily, you know, dominant states versus Republican dominant states.
I mean, we live in a day now where the president has to say there are only two biological sexes.
And, you know, when you look at the federal map, like during a presidential election, there really are no Democratic states per se, because it's total red. Mm-hmm. But some of those states that you consider Democrat leaning, they're only so because of some of the centralized pockets within the state. Say, for example, Virginia. If you look at Virginia, it's red everywhere.
Right.
It's conservative, but there's certain pockets along the corridor of Washington, D.C., and some other pockets, Richmond, some other places, that actually turn the state in a presidential election towards Democrat.
Same thing with California.
California's same way.
There's a lot of Christians. That's the whole foundation of the state is missionaries. But you've got San Francisco and, of course, the governor there is pulling the Democratic weight, but making that state look like it's a Democrat when it's not really.
It's the same with Oregon. I mean, if you look at Multnomah County, which is Portland, outside of that, everything else is pretty conservative. Same thing with Washington State. You've got Seattle, but pretty much the majority of the state is conservative. So basically, though, it's those pockets within a state that have become radically attached to this LGBTQ agenda. And frankly, it's a losing subject matter for people to say boys should be able to pretend to be girls and go into girls' private spaces and compete on their sports teams. I think the majority of people, the winning issue is, look, let's go to common sense. Let's have boys play with boys, girls play on the girls' teams, and let's not allow boys or men to enter into women's sports. Let's just take that as an example. Because what that does is it destroys everything women have worked for decades.
But not just the competition, the athletic ability, but there's safety issues.
Safety, yeah. I mean, you don't want your daughter going into a changing room, a restroom, a private area, showering, when there's men in there. And some of these athletes, they have been mortified because they see this man in their locker room, undressed, pretending to be a woman. It's just absurd. And it's not just in schools. It's also in other places where this absurdity is. And I think what happens now, what we're seeing is just like you're seeing the dying of wokeism, you're seeing this disintegration of this LGBTQ agenda, particularly the Achilles heel, is this issue right here. Boys should not be in private spaces of girls. They should not be on teams. God created us in his image, male and female. There are two sexes, male and female. That's it. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.